Welcome to the Officer Media Group Roll Call Podcast. Officer Roll Call is meant to inform and entertain. Now, let's get into this episode.
Welcome to this episode of the Officer Roll Call Podcast. This is Paul Peluso, the editor of Officer Magazine. I'm usually joined by editorial director of Officer Media Group, Frank Borelli, but he's out of the office today, so I'll be flying solo. Today, I'll be talking about this year's Station Design Conference, which is something that I've been closely involved with over the past several years. It's been truly a joy to be able to be involved with this conference. It's something that was started a long time ago now, about a decade ago, by Janet Wilmuth, and something on the fireside that they've done first with Fire Chief Magazine, and then when she joined us with Firehouse Magazine. And it really just focused on fire stations and the different things that they need in the fire service, and a lot of the different components that made up those stations. And that was a great conference that she kind of built from the ground up. And then, you know, Officer Media Group became involved a few years ago. Being involved and co-located with the fireside for the Station Design Conference has been really beneficial for us. A lot of the architects that design the fire stations also design law enforcement facilities as well. And, you know, a big thing that you see these days is shared facilities, where you have a fire department and law enforcement agency share the same facility. So it's been really helpful to have the fire guys there and have the different architecture firms at this conference. And I really think a lot of law enforcement professionals will take a lot away from the conference and how it works. This Station Design Conference is focused on providing attendees with information on the latest trends in the design and construction of state-of-the-art facilities. The 2024 Station Design Conference will take place at the Renaissance Phoenix Glendale Hotel in Glendale, Arizona, with one-on-one sessions held May 20th and the main conference and exposition held May 21st to 23rd. More than 80 architecture firms and companies that provide goods and services focused on the needs of public safety facilities will be exhibiting and presenting at the conference. For there will be sessions that explore fire stations and law enforcement facilities, there will be a track of the conference that will focus primarily on topics that are pertinent to law enforcement professionals. The Station Design Conference's one-on-one sessions help public safety officials receive feedback and guidance on their facility design plans from a group of nationally recognized architects from across the country. The one-on-one sessions will begin at 10 a.m. and include an opening presentation and Q&A panel, short seminars, and 45-minute small group sessions. Tuesday, May 21st, begins in the welcome and opening remarks and a general session by Ken Knoll from Stewart Cooper Knoll Architects. Knoll will present Where Do I Start? Planning a Successful Public Safety Facility, which will introduce the audience to the foundational components necessary for the planning, design, and construction of a great fire or police station. As with past years, the conference will be broken into different tracks. There will be a track specifically for law enforcement, and some of the sessions will include general information for all attendees, but will also pertain to topics that will be of high importance to law enforcement attendees. Jeffrey McArabe, Matt Salad, and Rebecca Hopkins from Tecton Architects will present There's Never Been a Worse Time to Build, But There Never Won't Ever Be a Better Time, as the opening session of the law enforcement track. The trio will discuss how it may feel there has never been a worse time to build a station, and yet as construction costs continue to escalate and police facilities become more complex, there would be never be a better time than today to get started. On Wednesday, Evan Gray from MW Studios will present Gun Smoke, Fire Range Planning 101. When designed and constructed correctly, a well-functioning contemporary fire range will provide law enforcement personnel with a level of training that prepares them to tackle their community's ever-evolving challenges. The presentation will provide an overview of the fundamental planning surrounding the creation of these distinctive and important facilities. At the conclusion of the conference on Thursday, attendees will be able to take a tour of the nearby Glendale Regional Public Safety Training Center. The facility, which opened in April 2007 and is also known as BRIPSTIC, includes a full range of facilities needed to train new firefighters and specialty training facilities to fine-tune the skills of veteran fire and police officers. If your agency is in the process of building a new facility or planning to build one in the next few years, make sure to check out this year's conference. Another thing that will be highlighted at the Station Design Conference in May will be the Station Design Awards. So Firehouse has its own Station Design Awards program, but this is going to be the 5th annual Officer Station Design Awards program. This is something that, you know, we launched without really knowing how it would do when we first decided to launch our own program, based around station design, based around, you know, the designs of architectural firms and these new facilities that have opened within the past several years before, you know, the awards program itself. And it really did take off. And, you know, you get a lot of input from these firms and from the law enforcement agencies themselves on the facilities that were built. And it's really interesting to be able to look at the different designs that were put forth in the end product. So our November, December issue, we come out with the design awards, but we start taking nominations you know, months and months in advance. So the nomination period opened at the beginning of this month of April, and will be open for a few months. The entry forms and portfolios are due by September 1st. So if you go to officer.com and you go to our stations tab in the top navigation or in the hamburger menu, you'll be able to see, you know, on that landing page where you can sign up to participate in the Station Design Awards. A lot of times it's architectural firms that will submit departments. So if you're a department that has built a new facility, this awards program is a call for entries for law enforcement facilities built after January 2020. You can, you know, get with your staff at the department, or also contact the architectural firm that spearheaded your project and speak to them about nominating your facility. So the call for entries is open for 5 different categories. There is law enforcement facilities 1, which is facilities with more than 50,000 square feet, staffing law enforcement personnel, and includes standalone police stations, sheriff's departments, state police facilities, and more. The law enforcement facilities 2 is for facilities of less than 50,000 square feet. Law enforcement facilities 3 is facilities less than 25,000 square feet. We have a category for public safety centers, which includes 911 dispatch centers and emergency operations centers, LE facilities that are combined with other agencies, like I talked about before, with, say, fire, police, sheriff, or local government offices. And also there's a category for training facilities, which contain, you know, hospital classrooms, fire ranges, and other things that a training facility would include, including driveway tracks. So these are entries, like I said, that can be submitted through our website. And each year, along with the judging panel, we comb over these entries and come up with our top awards for gold, silver, bronze, and we print them in the November, December issue. So when we do the judging process, we have different professionals involved, different professionals from architecture firms, and also law enforcement personnel. And I wanted to go ahead and highlight a couple of the people we've had involved in the past that I've done interviews with for my Command Q&A podcast, the first of which is Glen Ellyn, Illinois Police Chief Philip Norton. who helped judge the 2022 Officer Station Design Awards. Chief Norton has led his department since 2001 and, you know, like I said, was a member of the judging panel for the 2022 Officer Station Design Awards. He spoke with me about, you know, what agencies need to do during the planning and construction stages of a facility. Here's what he had to say.
Now, when I became chief in 2001, we knew then we were outgrowing the space we were in. We were actually in what was the band room, the band area of an old junior high building. And the rest of the junior high building was occupied by village offices, various village offices, planning, development, finance, accounting, the manager's office, and so forth. And we had just a portion of that in the basement area of this building. And we had some cases as time went on that really magnified, how much we needed a larger space, particularly the larger critical cases. So the first request to put some money in the budget for a space needs analysis actually occurred in 2006. And it wasn't until 2011 where we got our initial approval to put some money aside to conduct a space needs analysis with an architect. And we vetted a number of architectural firms, ended up with Dewberry, and we worked with them to do the space needs analysis for what a modern police department back in 2011 should have or should start to look like. And then it was from there that we moved on to the next steps. But those were really the first kind of steps. It took some wrangling to get that done. But once we got people on board and people were accepting of the idea, it went much smoother.
So can you talk about the input that, you know, local lawmakers, like you said, city officials, and the public had in the planning stages, in the early planning stages of the facility?
Well, the input they had early on was just really trying to understand what our space needs were and why we needed it. We had to justify in a community of about, at the time, probably 26,000 people, why we were looking to spend millions of dollars on a standalone police facility. Up until this point, we had always been in the same quarters as all the other village offices other than Public Works and the fire company. So we had to justify why we needed a bigger space. And I shouldn't say it was always intended to be standalone. Some of the initial designs included adding on to the existing civic center, as it were, but none of them were deemed feasible in the end. So there was input from the local lawmakers and officials in getting this off the ground. You know, we had to get their buy-in that, yes, this is what we needed, this is why we needed it. But as far as design, there was limited participation in the early stages of planning the facility.
So when it comes to your department itself, can you kind of give us the overlay of how many officers, how much staff you guys have that had to kind of be supported by this facility? And also what kind of input they had in the planning stages?
Sure. Well, since we moved into the building, we've actually conducted a staffing need analysis as well. So we've grown slightly by a few officers. So at the time we were doing this, we had about 40 sworn officers. And that number is important because as you build and you have to build towards the future, we built locker rooms that were larger than what we needed at the time. But the input from the officers was important for a number of reasons. One, you know, the boots on the ground, they know what some of the real needs are as far as space. So we did questionnaires, we did listening sessions, you know, just even just talking at roll calls as different ideas would kind of bubble up we talked, we're small enough where we were able to really include everyone in the department, and not just the sworn officers either. The record staff was included. The community service officers were included. We really needed the internal needs assessment to put together with what we were finding out were best practices. And at one point in the planning process, not to get ahead of the questions, we literally had to stop ourselves, kind of tear the page off, start with a blank piece of paper, and we discovered we were trying to build what we were doing currently into a new facility, when what we really needed to do is focus on what was it we should be doing in a new facility and look at it from that perspective.
I also got a chance to speak with St. Petersburg Assistant Police Chief Michael Kovacev about the construction of his facility. So Chief Kovacev was a member of the judging panel for the 2023 Officer Station Design Awards. Chief Kovacev was also heavily involved in the construction of St. Petersburg's new police headquarters and training center, which opened in 2019. The St. Petersburg Police Department made sure it could adapt to future needs while serving as a flexible tool to its officers. Chief Kovacev talked to me about planning for the future and the challenges that lie ahead.
So the headquarters project was a dream for the better half of two decades. The original buildings were from the 1930s and the 1960s and 70s across the street. Essentially, they were combined and lipstick on a pig. They really didn't fit the needs of the agency, especially how much that we'd grown. So for better half of 20 years, we looked at trying to find a way to cobble the land together and make it to where we can build a headquarters building. So successfully, we were able to lobby our politicians and our city council, and we received the funding and go ahead. It took a number of years to essentially get everything brought together. And then in 2015, roughly 2016, we started doing a spatial needs on what the department currently had and then what the department would need in the future. So it really took off in early of 2016. And between the design and the actual build, it took a little over 3 years.
Okay. And so now that the department itself has been open for about 4 years now, is there anything that you look back on that you would change if you could go back?
So a number of the items that we tried to put within the building was having the growth within the areas themselves. So if you had just a, 12 detectives in the major crimes area, you want to potentially have the growth for maybe up to 16 or 18. That was one of the more challenging parts of the building because so many of the areas have the growth built within their areas. Rather than putting an annex spot that's vacant for future use, a lot of the extra or the future growth was built specifically in those areas. One of the challenges you see is once you build it and you realize that you have the vacancy, everybody wants to quickly double and triple the size of their units when maybe they're not necessarily there yet, depending on the call loads. And then also some of the builds that we've had, we incorporate a lot of flexibility within our builds. So we have walls that potentially could be removed and allow for areas to become smaller or larger, depending on the footprints. And then some of the training areas, we have walls that were designed to bifurcate the rooms or make them to become larger so they could be utilized for other purposes as well.
So yeah, while I was there at the department, I noticed that there was a lot of effort put into creating reconfigurable spaces, that you put a lot of that flexibility in there. Has it come into play already, especially with having to hire on new officers?
Well, it really has, because we have found that a couple of the areas over the last few years have grown in size and a few others have retracted. So a perfect example was we recently changed out. We did not anticipate the growth of our digital forensics area. So because they have increased with so many officers, but a few of the other areas where like report writing has stayed stagnant or essentially has gone down a little bit, we found the ability where we can just flip-flop. So one area would take over a larger area, and then a second unit could maybe take over a smaller one. So then it's helped with, essentially balancing the changes of time, because you never know exactly what units are going to be more relevant and as the future goes. Years ago, the check units used to be extremely busy, but hardly anybody deals with check theft anymore, although some of this has come back around again. So you have to have the ability to kind of retract and kind of grow as needed. And some of the workspaces, because they're large open areas, allow for you to shift resources to those areas and allows you to put additional people there. If you didn't have it built in, you would be restricted by the wall space, and then we would have been back to square one where we were overbuilt in some areas and just had nowhere to go.
I'd like to thank everyone for joining us for this episode of the Officer Roll Call Podcast. And again, take a look into attending the 2024 Station Design Conference in Glendale, Arizona. Again, that'll be May 21st to 23rd. The one-on-one sessions will be on May 20th. And I also encourage everyone who's finished up building a new facility to look into nominating your facility for our 2024 Officer Station Design Awards. And again, you can find information about that on officer.com on our the top tab or the hamburger menu under the stations heading. So please, check out the website and, look into both of those programs. And if you guys have any questions, any suggestions for us, you can email us at editors@officer.com. As always, take care and stay safe.